CliffCentral.com.
Thanks for joining us on another podcast of In Conference with Michael Jackson right here on your favorite podcast platform. This, of course, is CliffCentral.com. I'm a conference speaker who travels the world doing events, getting to meet some of the most amazing people around the planet, on stage, off stage, backstage. And we figured here at Cliff Central it would be a really good opportunity if you could get a chance to meet some of them as well and perhaps be inspired. So normally I talk to people who present a lot more than people who don't present. But my guest today, homegrown, proud South African talent who represents an events company. I've had the privilege of working with them recently. I've known them for some time, and they absolutely blow me away. We're going to be talking to the founder of the business from O2 Pro. We'll hear all about it. And Mr. Jono Lang is joining us on Skype from his office somewhere in South Africa. A, Jono, nice to have you with us. And B, hey, neither of us at an event today. What the hell's gone wrong?
Yeah, I know. Actually, I have to say I'm not at an event today, but I'm sitting at Kiviskroon out near Pretoria doing a site inspection for a big show coming up. So quite relaxed and loving the scenery.
Now, I love working with good, solid events companies who've got substance and backbone to them. And I think you can count pretty much on one hand the really good ones in the South African or Southern African market space. You're right up there for me. O2 Pro, bringing creative vision to life, I think, is your positioning line. But my God, you certainly do that. Tell me about what you do, and for the benefit of all the people who've never met you before, a little bit about the O2 Pro story, if you will.
Okay, well, basically what we do is we do strategic event management. So it encompasses the traditional event management services, booking venues, booking accommodation, bringing groups in from overseas, and then putting speakers into it and doing entertainment for the event. The one thing that we feel is our differentiator in the marketplace is we have a very strong vision towards strategy. So looking at business strategy, looking at organizational strategy and outcomes-based eventing. So when you spend money on events, there's two reasons why you would spend money on events, we believe. The one is to celebrate and the other is to motivate. Now, when times are good, then we all want to celebrate. When it's tough, we want to motivate. And so there are always messages that need to be carried across. And we feel that those messages should be woven through every single event, because by not bringing that to life, what you're losing is a fantastic opportunity to talk to your clients and to talk to your staff from a positioning point of view.
And I think there are many people who look at eventing as if it's either a party or putting on a talk fest. And I love what you said about the strategy side, being a strategist myself. You know, this is, to me, in the world of eventing in which I earn my living, when it's done well, it's probably the finest form of communication that humans have ever devised, really, isn't it?
I totally agree with you. It's, you know, you can put as much advertising as you want out there, and that's giving you a great shotgun approach. That's giving you your brand visibility and getting your brand out there. But when you want to specifically communicate a message and you want to take that almost a sniper approach, this is the ideal platform. There's nothing better than being able to talk directly to people and have them listen to you. And when you have a captive audience for a few hours or a few days, it's the best way to do this.
Quite often I see a lot of organizations, Jono, who go, yeah, let's do the company conference. We know it's important. Let's just delegate one or two ladies from inside the marketing department or HR or somewhere else. And they can put it all together because it's quite simple and straightforward, really, isn't it?
Sure, of course. It's absolutely that easy. All you have to do is bring some people together and give them some drinks. Isn't that what we do every day?
And a muffin. Don't forget the muffins.
Yeah, don't forget the cold muffin and the croissant that's been standing there for a week and a half. We agree with that, the sentiments around actually you need to add more value to it, because whatever you're going to do, it's going to cost you money. So you need to make sure that if you're spending the money, spend it wisely and get some return on your investment.
So what are the kind of things that you do then when you add strategic value into this event management process?
Well, what we do is every event begins with a consultation process with our clients, where we speak to the clients and we spend the first day or two listening to them and asking them, what is it that they want to get across? What is the purpose of having this event? And once we know what the purpose is and what they want to get across to their stakeholders at the event, we then start tying it into what the company is about, what sector does the company operate in, how do we bring in the correct speakers, how do we match the messaging from our speakers to the event itself, and how do we then, where we have entertainment components, because there always has to be some entertainment component, where we have the entertainment component, how do we tie that into something that also is in keeping with the theme that they want to get across to their people?
That effective management of time, whether it's 1 day or 2 days on site or off site or whatever it might be, for my level of thinking is absolutely crucial. And I know that you understand that fully and help plan time to maximum effect and budget, really, don't you?
We believe that it's really important for to respect two things with our stakeholders and with our clients. So number one is obviously budget is critical. We have to make sure that we're not going to sell you a product that is going to blow the budget. We want to keep within the budget realistically. And secondly, we need to respect the fact that with everybody being so busy, you have a short window of time that you have that you have a dedicated audience. And so we like to focus on keeping our audience engaged and making sure that every single person in the room, it feels like they're getting value out of the event.
Let's look at the eventing world in its own right, though. A lot of people promise they'll pretend to play in the space. Very few, as I say, get it right. How are you seeing the changing nature of corporate events in the marketplace at the moment, Jono?
Well, I'm very lucky in that I've been in the eventing game since I was a young child. My family started an event decor company many, many years ago. So I've been informally in the industry pretty much my whole life, and formally in the industry approaching my 25th year next year. And as a result of that, what we've seen is we've seen the big shifts where people started spending their money on having bigger and bigger events. And now what we're seeing is a smaller event, a smaller focus. The budgets are still fantastic, but the per capita spend is going up because people want a higher return on their investment. And that's what we're seeing is that the companies are starting to understand the real value of hosting events and holding events, particularly from a strategic point of view, where conferencing is becoming not, it used to be our bread and butter, it's now not our bread and butter, it's our entire economic driver, is that conferencing session.
I've also seen, though, the old marketing and HR involvement almost bypassed to a large extent by a lot of players in the business, from a client point of view, who say, no, let's handle this through procurement. What's your view on a procurement manager handling or running an event?
I've got two sides to the procurement, is that I've worked with organizations where the procurement managers have never been involved in events and have absolutely no clue what they're looking at, mm-hmm. which causes problems because when you start to put line items and budget line items like compliance, health and safety, risk assessment, disaster management, they tend to think that those are unnecessary, whereas in reality, those are actual legal requirements. But then on the other hand, I've worked with a number of procurement agencies or procurement individuals who understand events. And when they have an understanding of an event, what they're getting is they're getting best bang for buck. The downside of that is that quite often they look at the bottom lines and the rands and cents as opposed to looking at where does the return come from. And so they make their judgments on the basis of what does the bottom line say.
We're talking with Jonathan Lang from O2 Pro, one of the best event management companies from a really strategic viewpoint that I've had the privilege of working with in South Africa. What you're saying, Jono, about, you know, the getting your bang for the buck. I mean, I'm working on a book at the moment called Build a Better Conference. After the 2,500 events that I've done, if you think you're an industry brat, my goodness, me too, I guess, we're cut from the same cloth. But bang for the buck is crucial. I see a lot of clients who'll spend more money on their muffins than they will on their speakers. And that's why I'm kind of intrigued by, you know, this whole act and art of developing better conferences. That's something that you love and understand, isn't it?
It is absolutely something that I love and understand. And it's why we've driven our business in the direction that we've gone into, because we love to see how eventing can actually make a bottom line difference to your business as opposed to just being something that's a tax write-off or a way to entertain your staff.
Wow. And how do you ensure that you get a bottom line return?
We look at the required outcomes. As I said earlier, when we begin consulting with clients and looking at what the client would like as their desired outcome for the event, we look at what they want to achieve or what they want to get from the event. And once we understand what it is that they'd like to achieve, we're then able to tailor our service offering to that to make sure that whatever we're giving them, whether it be a party or an actual conference, is something that is delivering on their desired outcomes. It basically comes down to that old sales maxim of first listen, then speak.
You know, it's quite remarkable. I've got a client coming up in America later in November in the year, and my office was talking to them saying, we've got all the briefing on it now. Thank you. We understand it. Michael will be delivering to you a personalized video, a 30-second almost YouTube video clip, talking about your event that you can share with delegates in advance. Now, I do that as a matter of course, because I believe the value of pre the event, during the event, and some stuff for post the event is all important as well. And what you've just described to me now really is an understanding of your concept of that too, that it shouldn't just end when the last banner gets pulled down or the last bar bill is added up or whatever it should be. Conferencing can really make a fundamental difference, as you say, to your bottom line, to your business, to the motivation and work ethic of your people, can't it?
Well, absolutely, because if you take it from the perspective that conferencing is actually a communication tool, it was always seen as part of your marketing mix. I believe it's less of your marketing mix and more importantly, part of your communications tool, both internally and externally. How you communicate the messages, how you effectively get those messages out there is going to be the difference between a successful event or one that just was a waste of money.
What stuff do you love working on the most? Where do you get your most jollies at O2 Pro?
Wow. I get the most jollies out of those events where we really get to dig down deep with what was traditionally called the C block of the company, where we get to sit with them and understand their business from within. We are very privileged to work with a couple of clients where we do their exco type meetings, the behind closed door stuff that you're not allowed to discuss with anybody. That's where I get the real jollies, because that's where you get to see how people are strategizing their businesses going forward. And this gives me such an insight into looking at how to run, obviously, a much smaller company, but also to look at how the world works, how those real playmakers behind the scenes kind of pull the strings and influence what is going to happen on a much broader scale.
Now, when you say running a smaller company, I mean, how big is your events team inside O2 Pro?
We have got the model down to perfection. We have a total staff of 9, and we outsource every other function. You know, it's that 80-20 principle of business where you do your core business and you outsource everything else. We've dabbled in doing much more and doing technical and trying to own equipment, and we just feel that's not where our sweet spot is. So we have scaled our business right down to the point where we're able to insource and outsource everything that is not core functionality to us.
Wow. And you're also a level 1 BEE company, aren't you?
We are indeed a level 1 BEE. We are very proud of the fact that we believe in the growth of the country, and we believe that events are an excellent way to put money back into the community. You know, we also try to look with a lot of our clients, particularly our high-end clients, where things can have a story. So, for example, if you've got gifts, if you're giving away things, if you're bringing if you're bringing speakers to the event, if you're bringing entertainment to the event, try and uplift the community around you. Source things locally. Don't constantly go and buy gifts from China, because there's such a great wealth that we can draw on in this country and actually can make a difference. You know, events are a fantastic way to spend money within the local community.
Wow, stunning stuff. Jono, you know, 15 minutes flies by. Time is always against us. Where do people meet you? How do they find you? Give me your website.
My website is o2pro.co.za. That's letter O, number 2, pro.co.za. We're based in Johannesburg, but we are very mobile and work all around the country and even sometimes outside the country. Our clients find us on the basis of word of mouth generally.
Go and have a look at o2pro.co.za. They really are a phenomenal organization. I've had the privilege of working with Jono in the past. I hope to have the privilege of working with him in the future as well. And I know one thing's for certain. His clients always say, this man is absolutely brilliant. And that's not only before the event with the concepts he creates, but his team as well behind him. They always say that when the team has dusted down everything and signed off the final budget. Jono, thanks for being with us. It's been a real pleasure having you on the program, sir.
Awesome. Thank you, Michael, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you. I look forward to it, too. You got a glimpse, then, behind the scenes, really, in conference with Michael Jackson on this episode. I hope you're with us every Tuesday on Cliff Central at this time, or download your podcast wherever you are. It's a real pleasure bringing you the talent from inside the industry. From myself and my guest, thank you, and we'll see you on the next platform.
Cliff Central.
The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.